You're listening to media from University Lutheran Church and Student Center. We are a multi-generational, Jesus-centered community of scripture, faith, and grace located in Tallahassee, Florida, on the campus of Florida State University. To learn more and to get connected to other resources, please visit universitylutheranchurch.org. We hope that the next few moments are a time when God speaks into your life by the power of His Holy Spirit about His Son, Jesus Christ.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Three in One who has come in order to bring us a vision of something better. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, how many of you have Instagram on your phones? Okay, quite a few. How many of you have just kind of seen Instagram at least? Okay, a few. How many of you kind of at least know what Instagram is? All right, so that's, I think we got everybody in there. So Instagram is this interesting social media feed, right? This interesting app where, it encourages us to take little snapshots of our lives, little almost sort of digital Polaroid pictures of what's going on in our lives, and then share that to our friends, and so that our friends can see all sorts of fun things that we're doing. Now, the other night, Liz and I were out to eat at a restaurant. It was kind of a fancy restaurant because we had a gift card. That's the only reason that we were there. And we were out, and I mean, this was, you know, kind of a fancy restaurant. And we were sat down at this table, and next to us, the people that were there, well, they were really into being at this restaurant, so much so that they got out a pretty like professional looking camera in order to take pictures of their food and of themselves posing with their food. I mean, it was just kind of entertaining. You got dinner and a show, and yeah, and really, it was kind of there was a gentleman and a lady, and the lady was sort of the focal point, and the gentleman was just there as the cameraman. And so he was taking pictures of her and kind of snapping these pictures, and she was doing these poses, and it was lots of fun. And I just started to wonder to myself, like, what is this for? And the only thing that I could come up with is that, you know, maybe this is some sort of a food blog or an Instagram channel or something that, you know, this is a part of what they're doing. And I thought about that when I started to look at these texts. Because these texts are kind of all about the bigness of what God has to offer. And I think sometimes what Instagram can do and other sort of things that we put out on social media is that can really kind of just kind of communicate the small things. The little kind of tiny moments. The little snapshots in our lives. And there's a tension between those things. There's a tension there between the minutiae of life and sort of life at the grand scale. And that tension gets played out in these lessons. We start off with Abram. And Abram has been promised by God that he is going to have a nation come forth from him. In fact, that was sort of the initial agreement that Abram had with God. God came to him. He said, hey, Abram, I'm going to make you a great nation. But what you have to do is you have to leave your home and go over here to this place that I'm going to show you. Now, that's a scary thing for Abram to do. And so he needs to hold on to sort of a promise. And that promise is that he's going to be made into a great nation. And so that promise happens. And here, where we jump into our reading here in this text, Abram is, well, he's kind of worried about it. And God knows that because God comes to Abram and he gives him sort of this confidence boost and says, hey, I'm going to make you a great nation. I'm going to give you that promise again. And Abram, you can tell, is not quite believing it. Because Abram is looking at the snapshot of his life. And the snapshot of his life says, you told me I was going to be a great nation. And I don't even have a kid. So how is that going to work out? And obviously, Abram's been thinking about it because he's already figured out how that's going to happen. He says, well, this guy named Eliezer of Damascus, he's one of my servants. He has a son, and Eliezer is going to be my heir. And that's not really what I want. And so what does God do? God takes Abram out of the tent, and he says, you know what? Look at the stars. That's how many people that you're going to be. That's you're going to be the beginning of this great nation, that you're going to be like all of those stars. You're going to be like the many different grains of sand that are at the sea. Trust me. I've got more for you. And then we get into that Hebrews reading, which is all about more. It's all about people that said, okay, I'm going to believe in God and I'm going to step out on faith because I don't see this stuff. That's the way that the writer to the Hebrews starts this whole thing off, is that faith is something that comprehends that there is something there without seeing it. And so there can't be a snapshot of something that isn't there yet. And so the writer of Hebrews says, hey, I know that this is difficult, but think back to some of the big people of the faith. Think back to people like Abram and Sarah. Think back to even Abel. Think to Enoch. Think to these great people in the faith who said, okay, I'm going to believe that God has more for me than just the snapshot of my life. And as they believed those things, he goes on saying that they are looking for something that is better. That they're showing that they're people that are not just willing to accept the snapshot. They're not just willing to accept, okay, this is what's happening right now, but I'm looking forward to something that's beyond here. The way that the writer of the Hebrews puts it is that they're looking for a city. They're looking for a city that they can't find here, but they can find in the heavenly realms. And it's that kind of faith that God is giving to his people. That kind of faith that says, hey, I've got this big picture for you. And it's way bigger than any snapshot. But you can't see it yet. And so you just have to take it on faith. Well, that's difficult. And that's difficult as Jesus talks to his own disciples in that gospel reading. As Jesus says stuff that we maybe kind of bristle with sometimes. You know, we listen to what Jesus tells his disciples about, you know, that they're going to be taken care of and that they don't need to worry. And then we think about our own lives and we go, well, maybe not your disciples, but I feel like I need to worry about some of that stuff. I feel like I need to worry about what kind of food I'm eating and what kind of clothes I'm wearing and what kind of things that I'm providing for myself and for other people. And we get into that tension of the snapshot of our lives as they are right now. And what God has to offer for us. Because our tendency is just to look at what's recent on our Instagram feed. We have a tendency to just kind of look, you know, maybe 3 or 4 pictures back. And say, okay, that's kind of what my life is. That's, you know, that's the snapshot. And God is saying, no, no, no. Imagine what it's going to be like when I come back and we look at your entire feed. all of the stories that I'm going to give to you. And that's what he's promising to his disciples when he tells them this good news that, you know, he's sprinkling in some good news along with the sort of law of like, hey, don't worry about stuff. Because that's difficult law for us to follow, right? I mean, we hear the Jesus say, don't worry about things, don't be anxious about things. And we go, Jesus, there's no way that I can not worry and be anxious. That doesn't work. I just need to do that. And so it's hard for us to sort of put ourselves in that place of saying, no, Lord, I'm going to be like Abel. I'm going to be like Abram. I'm going to be like Sarah. I'm going to be like Enoch. I'm going to have faith. I'm going to see the big picture of everything. Because we know deep down inside that, well, we worry about stuff. You worry about stuff. You're probably worrying about something right now. I mean, I've brought up worrying enough that you're probably already going in your mind to that thing that you tend to worry about. You know, is it grades? Is it your job? Is it a relationship? Is it whatever? We know that we tend to worry. But Jesus offers us something instead of worry. He says, in fact, that the Father is offering us something instead of worry. And that is this weird thing. He says, your Father is giving you the kingdom. And to Jesus, Jesus seems to think that that is better than the stuff that we're worrying about. Now, our sinful selves, we go, thanks. I don't know what to do with the kingdom. I just know that I'm dealing with my worries. But Jesus says, no, 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 no. Leave your worries behind and think about this kingdom thing. Think about that I'm offering to you. The kingdom that God is offering to us, this kingdom of a world set right, of our lives working in sync with the God of the universe, with this idea that we are people that are baptized and forgiven in order to be a great nation, greater even than what Abram could ever imagine, that we are the fulfillment of God's promise to Abram, that we are those stars, we are that sand that are being collected together in the grace of Jesus Christ so that we can be the kingdom that God is giving to us so that we can rule with him in a kingdom of love and grace and power and truth and all of those good things. And it's so big that we just can't picture it. And it has to be something that we take on faith. But here's the great thing about it, is that we get to take snapshots along the way, recognizing that those things don't mean the entirety of what the kingdom is. But we do get to see what those things are in our lives day after day. We get to take pictures of ourselves, or maybe somebody else gets to take pictures of us as we are living out our existence in his kingdom. Today you get to take a snapshot of yourself worshiping God. You get to take a snapshot of me making the sign of the cross in front of you and declaring that your sins are forgiven. You get to take a snapshot of being invited to this altar in order to taste Christ's body and blood for the forgiveness of your sins and giving you new life. You get to take snapshots of praying for one another. You get to take snapshots of doing good for other people. You get to take snapshots of what it means, just little tiny grains of sand snapshots. What it means that Christ is giving you the kingdom. So don't settle for letting your life be just a picture of a really good meal. But instead, think of all of the amazing snapshots that Christ is giving you in your life that has been redeemed by Christ, that will go on for eternity. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this media from University Lutheran Church and Student Center. To learn more and to get connected to other resources, please visit universitylutheranchurch.org. If you would like to financially support more media from University Lutheran, please visit our website and click the Give Now button, which will enable you to engage in the Christian discipline of giving tithes and offerings to God through His church. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift up His face upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.